time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
We are live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard from the South Point Sportsbook inside the VSiN studio. A lot to get into in this final hour of the program. Win some, lose some, a World Series preview. We'll talk to Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill as well. Some reaction that we're getting from the previous segment here on the show. We were talking about the handle at Borgata back east, how for three consecutive weeks now and for the first time ever, the handle on the college football slate of games actually higher than the NFL. We were kicking around ideas why that might be with no Big Ten, no Mountain West, no Maction, no Pac-12. This is a really good tweet from Top Flight Sports on Twitter. The NCAA handle is probably beating the NFL because the NFL insists on having 10 games at 1 o'clock Eastern and 2 at 4 o'clock Eastern. That makes some sense, right?
It's a good observation.
Because then, like, the bettors are waiting in a lot of instances to see if they won in the early games, and if they did, they want to roll over into the games that are late. And you only have two games on a Sunday like last week. It does nobody any good. Mm-hmm. You're defeating the purpose of a great product, the whole thing. Again, I said yesterday, what's the point of the red zone on days like Sunday? There is none.
Yeah.
So, and then if you have two blowouts like that at the same time, this is from Truck 1223 talking about Derek Stevens ordering as much as he did at Taco Bell. And I asked you, well, maybe, you know, 14 vodka sodas deep and you have a limo ride. Truck says, I've had 14 vodka sodas. No limo, though. Fell asleep in the Palms bathroom sink.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot in common, too. I mean, advantage play. The right move there is you order a lot, and then you eat it tomorrow. I love to do that. I like to over-order, and then I'm set for the next couple of days, especially if there's a big weekend of sports, too.
How many spots are you comfortable, though, because the food could get soggy?
Yes, excellent point.
Doesn't hold?
Uh-huh. Subway? Pff, no chance you can do that.
Oh, you can't with the bread.
You cannot do that.
No.
Doesn't take. Nope. Suicide mission. Get away with it a lot of places. You got to be careful with chicken. That doesn't go well either.
Yeah.
After a day or two, that'll be the end of that. Tough spot. Tough.
Pizza maybe for the next morning, like cold pizza.
There's an Italian place around where I live that I like to go. You can go chicken fingers, Italian beef, pizza, pork chops, extra mashed potatoes. No veggies, please, please. Never with the veggies. Last time I had a veggie was before the last time I cooked, which was 97.
Do you know that veggies are actually good for you?
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
But that's been a good move as well. Now, I'm excited for this World Series. How can you not be? Now, the other stuff about, the Rays aren't. I'm tired of hearing about ratings and all this. This is a good World Series. You want to see the best, right?
Why, have you heard people complain?
You hear it driving around a lot about, I can't name more than three guys, and they're not saying, this is the best team in the American League. And they have a nasty bullpen, and they have some good pitchers, and it's a great story. And you also should buy into it when you're talking about payroll and who has superstars and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Dodger angle, 1988. They've been to the World Series now three of the last 4 years. Can they finally exercise the demons? The Kershaw angle going today. Imagine if he gets beat up. ERA of 5 and change in his career in the World Series. And he's 4-5 in game ones with a 5.86 going back. But I'm with Matt. Mike Palm also said the same thing. Feels like it might maybe even higher. But it should be maybe they're off by 30 cents here. And certainly out here you're paying a tax because of the Dodger money.
And welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. Tonight we get game one of the World Series, and should be a good series because the pitching matches up, I think, for the Rays quite well. They have the better bullpen, certainly against the Dodgers. Kershaw going tonight. Bueller's not going to go until game three. So what are they going to do to kind of put the patchwork together here of the pitching staff? I mean, the game seven over the weekend on Sunday night, right? I mean, Gonsolin went.
Well, that's a big edge for Tampa. And that's another reason why I bet Tampa, and I tell you the props as well. Because you'll go Kershaw 1-5 and 3-7, likely. Bueller in 3-7, excuse me. But 2-4-6, what are you going to do? What do you do in game two? Because you're not going Bueller, and you use those three, or I guess as well, you use those three guys. And then you're set if you're Tampa. Glasnow, Snell, Morton. And Morton's been a great big money pitcher.
Sure.
And then huge edge to me with the Tampa bullpen. Now, huge edge for the Dodgers because of their offense. Even though here they are in a World Series, 8 of the last 9 games have gone to the under with Tampa. They're having all kinds of issues. You just have only a couple guys are hitting, and they're hitting the long ball, mm-hmm. like you saw the MVP. But they're in a funk offensively. But then, what do I get out of what Kershaw shows up? He's either Sandy Koufax or he's batting practice. That's a problem, and that's part of his legacy, too. Glasnow has been much better. I like over four, first five today. He's allowed, a home run in 9 of his 11 starts in the regular season, and then the playoffs allowed multi-home run yep. games in 3 of the 4 starts, and he was not effective and did not do a good job against Houston his last time out.
What do you think of the total for the game, sitting at 7.5 then? You know, this happens quite a bit when you make the case for when you have really good remember we had that Bieber game against Cole to begin the playoffs, Indians against the Yankees, super low total. First five, I think, was 3.5,
mm-hmm.
and the Yankees absolutely got to Bieber immediately in that game. And so when you have, like, good, like, some of the best going against each other with these low totals in baseball, a lot of times they do go over the total.
Well, maybe the Dodgers can play loose, though, too. But I don't like what, okay, we're here, we just came back, we were down 3-1. But again, I don't like the comments of what happened when they were down in that Atlanta series. You put yourself in a hole 2-0, and you went through the motions.
Tough to get up for these games.
Yeah, come on.
You're so off.
Who said that? It was Wood, I think.
It was Alex Wood who said it, yeah.
Yeah, we're here every year. The sense of urgency. That was the same thing again with Bobby Cox in Atlanta. But at some point, you got to win one of these things. You have to win a World Series. You have too much talent. And they're like the 27 Yankees with that lineup.
Yeah, the offensive numbers are not even close.
The MLB writers on MLB.com, 58 of them picked the Dodgers, 13 picked Tampa. But this is too high. 210. That's too high.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the numbers here. Now, we're talking specifically to the playoffs, comparing the Dodgers and the Rays. And we will include, like, every single team that actually made the playoffs. But OPS, Dodgers, second overall in the playoffs with an 812 OPS. Rays, 10th. And what, 16 teams made the playoffs? Their OPS was 702. Slugging, Dodgers, 4th overall from all playoff teams. Rays, 10th. On base percentage, Dodgers number one overall, 355 with the on base. Rays 10th overall, 295. The batting average for the Rays in the playoffs is 209, which is 10th. Dodgers 256. Strikeouts, they're up there because they played more games than pretty much any other team. Walks, Dodgers are first, Rays are third. Home runs, Rays are actually first. They've hit 25 home runs in 14 games. The Dodgers have hit 18 in 12 games. They're third overall. But look at the drop-off from home runs to doubles for the Rays. Dodgers still pretty high, 22 first overall. The Rays have 25 home runs and 11 doubles. That's the Indians played 2 games and they had 9 doubles.
Huh.
I guess maybe you can say both are flukes because it's such a small sample size. And runs scored overall, again, they played 12 and 14 games respectively here. But the Dodgers have scored 69 runs first in the playoffs, Rays 57 in 14 games, tied for third overall. The whip, the Ks per nine, not great for the Rays either. But still, that price is just plus 185. It seems high.
A lot of these guys I don't trust. May, Gonsolin. Gonsolin was good, but Atlanta, he had some issues. I mean, how many of these guys do you trust outside? And the other thing, how long is Buehler going to go, too, what you said earlier? But who else is going to pitch for the Dodgers? Now, Urias, I have a ton of confidence. Why can't he go every day? I mean, why can't he go a couple innings? And again, but you can't really rip them because they're in the World Series. But everything Mike Palm said has been accurate. You couldn't keep Ryu, Maeda, or not any of them? All three guys you let go? And the season Maeda had?
Sure.
Rays in a sweep here, 25-1. Rays in 5, 12-1.
And you bet that.
And I also bet Rays in 6, 7-1. Rays in 7, 11-2. Dodgers in a sweep, 6-1. I know Doug Kazarian likes Dodgers in 7, plus 450.
Ooh.
There is also a prop at Circa. Games 1 spread, 1.5.
Okay.
You can take that or you can lay the 1.5 or take the 1.5. At Bet Rivers, will Mookie hit a home run and will they win? Yes, 5-1. Will Mookie have a hit? Yes, $2. And all those props with the Dodgers, too, and who will hit a home run and how many hits. And, you know, they're averaging almost 6 runs a game here. So, great lineup.
More props, globally speaking here. You can bet on total games played in the series. If you think it's going to be a 6-game series, that's 2-1. So is a 7-game series. The 5-game series is 13-5. 4 games is 23-4. Betting that stuff, though, is the derivative bets, the index bets like that. unless it's something like the Heat against the Bucks, and in your case here, you like them to actually win. You love the Rays at this price, so, but to bet the exact amount of games is very difficult to do. How about this? Team to be down in the series and win. Dodgers to never be down and win is +115. Mm. Dodgers to be down in the series and win is 11-4. The Rays to be down in the series and win 17-4. Or if you think it's, if you like your bets, right? For the Rays to never be down and win is 19-4. And then I like how you can also find these correct scores of the series after game three and after game four. Like who's going to have the lead? Is it going to be 3-0? Is it going to be 2-1? They're creative, again, tough to win. But out here, you can find actually Rays. What do you find Rays to sweep?
Here at the South Point, it's 25-1.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much, I see 28-1 at one spot. You said maybe 22 at another one.
Baskurgeon is on Thursday, and he's also efforting John Smoltz. I'd love to talk to John Smoltz. I want to know what the hole-in-ones are up to. I'm dying to hear that.
See, I thought it was more than 12. I thought it was around 16.
The last time I interviewed John Smoltz was when the Packers went 15-1 and were lost to the Giants. And I think he was on 11 at that point.
Was he? Okay. And that was at the same course where they played this past week?
Yeah, Shadow Creek. And he's another Andy Dufresne, because Smoltz also, out of his 11 at the time, who knows what it is now, but the 11 hole-in-ones, most of them happened when he was the only guy left on a course. So he doesn't have to buy everyone drinks. And that's another good question. What's the most you spent buying everyone drinks when you had the hole-in-one? So.
But he asked people to back up his number at 11.
Who knows when it's at? I can't believe it. How can you have that many hole-in-ones?
I love the story of...
I don't care if you play every day. I mean, that's...
When he was...
But then again...
Pitching with the Braves.
I bet this damn no-hole-in-one I lose all the time.
Yeah. When it was Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox pitching for so many years together with the Braves, I think it was Smoltz who told the story before that it would be the responsibility, I think, of one of the guys to look ahead on the road trip to where they were going to go to book the tee times.
Yeah, of course.
So when they weren't pitching, all three of the guys would make sure to go play golf like every single day.
Of course. All right, follow
That's
the money.
Awesome.
Paulie and Mitch Vieson, great World Series game. Good doubleheader last night in the NFL. Who do you like Thursday? You kind of laugh because I'm going to give out the Eagles coming up because this opens 6 and it's down to 3.5. I just think I've seen this before, though, where the Eagles are just going to start to win some games.
Last year.
Right. Even though they have all these guys out, they'll start to get it together. But the division's so bad, someone has to win it. I just think I can't trust Dallas in that defense. And it's, again, fourth most points allowed through the first 6 games of the season. Mm-hmm. They should be 1-5 because of the miracle against Atlanta. I did like what I saw out of the second half out of the Eagles and Wentz bringing them back, but I just think they're going to start to figure it out, and it'll start Thursday. Now, okay. Figure it out, I'm not saying deep postseason, but at least they're going to be the class of that division and start winning some games, and the offense will look respectable.
Let's pop up a couple of tweets here, if you don't mind. We can go... Field Yates had a good one, as did Bill Barnwell from ESPN. Both guys work at ESPN. But this will kind of detail the injury problems right now for the Eagles. And by the way, can I add this first? Can Wentz actually, like, ever have a unit when he's healthy to also be healthy along with him?
He has regressed, but he's always dealing with injuries, it seems. Offensive line, wide receivers, running backs. It's a lot of times it's multiple positions.
It is, for sure. And even the year that they won the Super Bowl, he's the guy who got injured. So Field Yates tweeted this out. Current Eagles injuries on offense. Tight end Zach Ertz, running back Miles Sanders, wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver Jalen Reagor, tight end Dallas Goedert.
You said Jeffrey twice. DeShaun Jackson,
yep. Sorry. Yep. Goddard's on there. A couple. Look at this. That's 6 offensive linemen now on the list. Dillard, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks. Huh. Look at that. Uh-huh. Of course the guy... Then we'll follow that up with a Bill Barnwell tweet. And for those of you watching the show, the graphic here is great job here by Barnwell to point this out. The Eagles offensive depth chart heading into the season and who was left by the end of Sunday's game. Red lines through almost everybody, first string and second string, by the way. That is incredible. But again, The Cowboys also have a zillion injuries, and we saw how bad they are, and that defense stinks. The Giants and the football team, I mean, if there's ever going to be a year where a bad team like that could actually step up and say, okay, it's going to be our division, but they're so bad.
I can't believe how Andy Dalton looked. That shouldn't happen. Against Arizona, and you have all those weapons. You know, the turnovers didn't help, but he was just out of sorts.
Totally.
And there was a couple, he got away with two or three interceptions that were dropped and throwing the ball up for grabs. A veteran from his own end zone. How about throwing like he's Danny Dimes.
From the own end zone where the defender drops the ball and Dalton's like laughing at it. He's got a big smile on
him. Yeah, he's laughing. Like, yeah. Good point. Yeah, that's a house call. That guy's going to score.
Easily.
If he catches that.
Yep.
And then he did it later in the game. So the other thing, Pro Football Talk had this. Matt Nagy, it's going to be fun when the offense is up and running. I agree. It's already fun. Not just because we're on Chicago. In Chicago, I like the hello marquee. I like the Bears. They're a good story. They finally did the right thing and benched Trubisky. 5-1. Can they make a deep postseason run? Who knows? But I'm a big Foles fan. We said that in all summer. We love Foles. But I know Bears fans are frustrated because I watch games with Bears fans. They don't like the milk toast, the vanilla two-scoop play calling and conservative. But then again, it's 3rd-and-2. You're running the ball. Why didn't you run the ball against Carolina? Some of the decisions are weird and strange by Nagy. But this is on him, though. They should have a good offense.
I totally agree with
that. And they should be able to win 10 games.
Yep.
They have the weapons, and they have the talent, a good quarterback now, and a good enough defense.
I've said for a long, long time that offense actually has weapons. And the reason, going back to last year or even previous years, right, Trubisky could not get the best out of those weapons. Do you know, by the way, it came down, I forgot about this, Allen Robinson's decision came down between Green Bay and Chicago, and he picked Chicago. I forgot about that.
Really?
So if he went to Green Bay, we'd be talking about, he'd be on the other side of Devontae Adams. Anyway, regardless, they absolutely have, people are going to just hear this and think, I've said it before again, Allen Robinson should be a superstar in the NFL. He's that good of a receiver. And now I think Montgomery's actually maybe coming into his own a little bit too, because he's going to get so many, you know, the injury to Cohen was big. But this team, again, 2 years ago, was nails on defense. And they're showing that they were better than last year's form. Not going to be as good as 2018, because that was just so impressive, and they were the best in the entire NFL. But they can play well. And if the offense does pick it up, which I think they will, you know, I think at right now, 5-1, they're a pretty decent team.
And I like them Monday night. I think the Rams are... They're average. I think it's ignore the record because consider the wins.
Yep.
But then it gets difficult. It's Rams, it's Saints, it's Tennessee, Minnesota bye week, Green Bay. But there's a lot of, at the back end of the schedule, a lot of winnable games, and I think the Bears will get to 10 wins.
Yep. And for those of you who bought into the Buccaneers, and I think some people did actually before Brady signed there, on tickets to win the division, tickets to win the NFC, Super Bowl bets, obviously, or if you're even high in them after Brady signed. I think this is their defense, first of all, against the Packers. It was so good on Sunday. But this tweet from Jeff Darlington tells you how well they've been playing. When he asked the question, how good is this Tampa Bay defense right now? The Buccaneers are only the second team in the last 20 seasons to have 10-plus takeaways, 20-plus sacks, and allow fewer than 70 rushing yards per game in their first six games. The only other team to do that, the 2008 Super Bowl winning Steelers. And by the way, I've done this before. When you go back and look at some of the best defenses of all time, the numbers on the 08 Steelers absolutely jump off the page. Like everybody just thinks, what, early 2000s Ravens, the Buccaneers, and like the 85 Bears. The 08 Steelers are right there with them. The 2013 Seahawks, like the 2014 Broncos, unbelievable defenses. And the Buccaneers, through six games, I get it. But right now, those numbers don't lie. And Rodgers looked like last year playing the 49ers on the road twice in that game against the Chargers, because they got that pick six. He was spooked. Changed everything. He was. I think Rodgers was afraid in that game yesterday, 2 days ago. So that's a great sign, because everybody thought the Buccaneers' offense was going to be great. And if the defense could kind of roll over what they did at the back end of last year, then watch out. Well, so far, that's been the story. Defense has been better than the offense. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code VSIN20. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. We will run down win some, lose some coming up next on the program. We'll get to some mailbag responses today. That's always open. It's ftm@vsin.com. That's the email here. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. And like I said, Paulie's going to run down win some, lose some coming up next. Are you ready for a faster way to win? Well then, bet with PointsBet, where you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. You must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. You must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER if in New Jersey and Illinois, 1-800-9-WITH-IT if you're in Indiana, and 1-800-BETS-OFF if you're in Iowa. Here we go. It's time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
Tough push. Chiefs first half, lane three. Miss extra point again. 13-10 at the half. Jason Day in matchups. He was in the mix Sunday. Had to withdraw because of a neck injury. That was tough as well. Thanks to Gary in Davenport, Iowa, pointing that out. Win some, Chiefs from 3 up to 5.5. Shouldn't have been that close. You had to sweat that. The yards were what? 466 to 206.
Yeah.
With 9 minutes left in the game, Josh Allen had 9 completions for 66 yards. Come on. 5 of the last 6 Premier League games have gone under as well. Lose some. Cowboys and over. +3 went off a 1 to 1.5 point favorite. The total 53 up to 55. 38-10 Arizona. The Drake touched. Hate the Drake. That hurt for me as I had under 47 and 46 in play. Don't even touch them.
No.
Running the clock out.
Wide open. No problem.
Ridiculous. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram to the videos is always eclectic mix. Let's go with this will be me at Stadium Swim, and this will be you too. Cannonball! Look at the guy gets around and start. That's some serious hang time.
That is.
I mean, that's a nice-looking pool, too.
He kept going up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. And, yeah, they get the running start. There we go. And then the escape artists, the German Shepherds come out with the one Husky. He goes, what fence?
Let me get through here.
It takes a little bit, but you can see he's squeezing out there. He's gonna get there. The other guy's just like, what are you doing? I don't have a chance. And then the very smart dogs, German Shepherds, very smart, and Huskies. Here it's like, okay, I can open the door, no problem. Piece of cake. He can do it. That's excellent. And ML Dogs on Twitter sent this in after listening to Derek, but he said, I already booked my cabana for Sunday, November 15th, NFL Masters. And of course, all 5 of my buddies have backed out. Will it look weird when I'm sitting in a 10-person cabana by myself? Yes. Do I care? No. Good for you. It's a blessing. It'll work out because you will be surrounded by women. You get those bottles, the bottle rats, all those beautiful women will want to hang out. What woman doesn't want to drink for free? Please. And then you get bottle service. You come over. You invite them before you go out. When you're at the pool, you ask them to come over. You'll be Hugh Hefner.
Yep. This is a good email regarding survivor pools. Again, people have been doing this across the country for decades. Circa, this is the first year at their sports book. This is from JT. Tells us that he's been playing one for several years. Here are the rules. You have to pick in weeks 1 through 8, one team. In weeks 9 through 13, two teams. In weeks 14 through 17, three teams. You have to use 30 teams. Never had multiple winners. It's a nice pool. Pass it on to Derek. Laugh out loud. Now, that is interesting because if you have to do two teams for weeks 9 through 13, then you finish out the last month going three different teams every single week. Yeah, now we're talking. And you can only use one team once, obviously. That's where you're getting down to late in the season. Oh, my God, I have Jacksonville, I have the Jets, and I have another really bad team left to go. And that's what I got to pick. The strategy, thinking ahead like that, very difficult.
Will the Jets win a game?
Yes.
Okay. William Hill put it up, and it's only +350 on the no. I mean, there's a lot of time left in the season. It's only +350.
Do they have a yes?
Yeah. They got it up there, yeah. You can bet the yes that they'll win a game.
They have 10 games left?
Yes, they'll go 0-16 is +350, excuse me, the proper way to say it.
Okay.
And they got the Bills on Sunday.
Don't we do this every single year with a team? I know they're 0-6 and they're 0-6 ATS, which doesn't happen every single year. In fact, that's very rare, but There's always a team that's like, awful, worst I've ever seen.
I can't find a win. I can't do it. Raiders at home at the Chargers. That's it. I can't do it. Or unless somehow late in the season there's an injury and you're playing Cleveland with Case Keenum. I don't know. I mean, it's just, did you saw the San Francisco game? Everyone's out there just running the ball. They couldn't stop it.
It's watch him win in LA against the Chargers.
I wouldn't be that. Yeah,
that might be the game.
Yeah,
we'll give you some in pocket plays, what we like tonight and this week coming up next. We can all use experts' guidance with our weekly football betting. And now VSiN, the sports betting network, is providing all access to everything we offer for the rest of the football season. Forget this, only $129. From now through February 8th, here's what you're going to get. Our weekly digital betting guides with power ratings, predicted scores, and consensus picks for the games each week. Access to our 24/7 live video stream and daily email updates featuring the best bets from every show, host, and guests. Breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews on VSiN.com, and our updated college football guide, including all the Big Ten teams. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your football midseason special today. Again, that's VSIN.com/subscribe. Okay, so in-pocket plays that we have. I'm betting on the Rays tonight with Tyler Glasnow, plus 155 versus Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. I haven't gotten there yet with the series price, but I do like Tampa tonight at plus 155. And that is it for yours truly.
Eagles Thursday laying 3.5. Rays, boy, how bad is that game? They love to put the Giants on national TV, don't they? Rays plus 180 series price. Half unit, Rays in 5, 11-1. Half unit, Rays in 6, 7-1. To me, history plays a part of this. The schedule, how it breaks. You don't have Bueller till game 3 and 7 if that happens. And the issues with Kershaw as well. So that's how I'll break it up and I'll go this with the World Series. And I'm looking forward to it tonight. Good job, Mike Palm. Picked up 8 units yesterday for the Palm Readers and the listeners. He is going with that cool prop. Rays plus 1.5 in the World Series. And he likes Group 2, Dortmund, okay, under 3.
Let me give this email from Tom. He sent it to FTM at VSiN.com. Good email. Tampa Bay led all of baseball in striking out 608 times. They struck out more times than they got hits, 470 this season. Tampa Bay hit 80 home runs. Dodgers only struck out 471 times and had 523 hits and 118 homers, with half the games in Dodger Stadium. Tampa Bay team batting average was .238 for the year. I love playing dogs, and I'm not a Dodger fan, but I think it's a trap playing the Rays, and the Dodgers are so deep offensively. In a short series, I would take Tampa, but look what the Dodgers did to Fried second time around. Thanks to Tom, FTM at VSiN.com. You can keep him coming.
Well, do you trust Kershaw? Do you trust whoever they're going to throw in game 2? Fair points. But also, if the games are close, here comes Anderson, Fairbanks, and Castillo, as opposed to what, Baez and the other guys that they have coming out of the pen, Jansen. Who's closing the game?
I know. So let me ask you this. So do you go?
It's 3-2 tonight in the ninth inning.
Bank on Urias being like extended relief, the closer, or should he be a possibility to maybe start game 2?
He's baking soda. He can do everything. I can bring him in the 5th. I could start him. I could bring him in the 8th. He could throw 3 innings like he did in game 7.
Right. Like
he can do everything.
I don't want to write off the fact that maybe he can actually go in game 2 to start game 2. But you're right. If they need him tonight, somehow, whatever.
It'll probably be Gosselin. Ginger Guards. No, that was bad.
He was extremely shaky.
Nervous.
Two walks. Absolutely. The body language.
Good tweet, too. Good point. I forgot about this. David Price did opt out. That was big. Yeah, we talk about Maeda, Hill, and Ryu.
Yep.
That was big. I know. That was. Thank you. That's good. A whole different ballgame. You're going Price. I mean, if you got Price as your number 3.
No, I would agree.
That's right. Tomorrow on the show, Adam Hill. Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk UFC, good UFC card.
Big oh, absolutely.
Fight. Big fight. He also covers the Raiders. Bob Dancer in studio. More sequential Royals. We'll talk to Bob. Do you play at a casino opening night?
Right.
And stories about, we've had so many shutdowns out here when the bars reopen. It's just been, they've been printing money with some big hits.
Yeah, I want to talk about the history of casinos opening in Las Vegas and playing that night or like in the ensuing days to find out if they, you know, looser machines, that kind of a deal. Let me run this by you. More from the Vrabel fallout from, not really fallout because it was so positive what he did, but where he actually sent out the player to have 12 men on the field. And Derek Stevens pointed this out to us yesterday. You know, we're watching games at Circa. Volume wasn't on that game, and there was like 9 or 10 different games on. So that was kind of an oversight. Didn't see that happen in real time. Didn't see what took place. But an unbelievable job by Vrabel. In that game, when Cornell went for two, people questioning that. How do you dare do that? This is from John McClain, who's been covering the Texans and Houston sports for a long time. People ripping Cornell for going for two to win at Tennessee aren't taking into account now how horrendous this defense is. Texans can't stop a clock. Give me Watson at the two to win rather than that defense trying to stop a TD drive and a two-point conversion any day. This defense is awful.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun discussion.
He's not wrong.
And also, there's two ways to look at it. If you had a bet on the Texans, no, what are you doing? Or with the right football play. Again, four or five things have to go against you if you're going to lose that game.
Yes.
You have to fail on the two-point try. They have to go down the field and score. Are they going to go for the win or kick the extra point? That's one thing. But they would still have to go for, if they go for the win, they have to get that. Or they kick the extra point. Then they have to win the coin toss in overtime. And then they got to go right down the field on you again. But they weren't stopping them. Yeah. So you could say, actually, Cornell knew what he was doing because they had no chance to stop him. So if I get the two, the game's over. They win.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tanny goes right down the field, and then they get the ball back and go right down the field again. And they had 42 points, 600 yards, and Henry. I mean, it's third and goal from the five. They run the ball. No one touches them.
Yep.
J.J. Watt afterwards, above my pay grade.
Not sure.
Yep. Is that guy the most? Everyone talks about Kershaw, although the guy's been awesome in the regular season, and he had a great year this year. I got to go J.J. Watt, most overrated athlete, superstar. He hasn't made a play in 4 years. He's hurt.
Well, do we still talk about him? Like, I mean, he's like a 3-10.
Well, he does all the commercials. I get the damn Subway ad in him every time.
That and the hard knock appearance. I don't think people are
like Chris Paul.
Years ago.
Chris Paul's good, but Chris Paul's never won a big game. Chris Paul's got 8 commercials.
Yeah, those are nonstop.
I'm talking about hype with commercials, endorsements, and what you do performance on the field.
Okay. Well, I'll say it again right now. For Texans bettors like myself, the best case scenario was to actually get a stop and then make Houston kick the field goal to go up 33-29. Then plus 3.5 is going to be a winner no matter what. I don't care if Tennessee goes right down the field and scores a touchdown. Okay, fine. They kick the extra point, 36-33. Good night. Good afternoon. We'll talk to you next week. That would have been 5-0 in the contest. Boy, that's a bad loss. That one is a stomach punch, man. To go down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that hurts.
If it costs you a 5-0 and then a 9-1 to start with the quarterly and, yep, where are you in the overall?
I got to double check. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't have a guess?
Because we did not have a great quarterly. But if we continue with these 4-1s.
It's funny. It's a lot of fun, though. Between that, the present stuff, the guys at the bottom, the survivor, all this stuff's new to me. I love the survivor. I hate to say this, but why would I even bother next year with this? I'm just going to go all 5 survivor. I'm going up against 24-5-1 and some of this 18-1-1 starts. And
very tough.
You know, the bad beats you're going to take. It's so hard to find 5 games in the NFL anyways. Big Ten is back. We love it. Friday night game as well. Get ready for all the big games with Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Take advantage of the big return special. Make your first deposit of $50 and get $100 in free bets in exchange. If you're already a member, you can enjoy all their daily special bets exclusively on the BetRivers.com website and all the great props that they have for the World Series. Great customer service, one-time playthrough. BetRivers, your hometown book. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey. Let's play Sugar House. Nick Bogdanovich joins us from William Hill. William Hill US on Twitter. Largest in-play wagering menu every single day. Was that the best Sunday, NFL Sunday, for you this year?
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was pretty hard to deny that. Every decision we needed, we won. So, yeah, it was good for the joint.
Best Patriots losing outright or no cover by the Ravens?
Believe it or not, the best game was Tampa Bay-Green Bay. Oh. There was so much money for Green Bay and over. And when it came Tampa under and outside the teaser range, it was we scooped the pot.
How about last night then? With the Cardinals taking care of the Cowboys, that game stayed under. Chiefs got there, but it did not go over, Nick.
Yeah, we lost the first one, won the second, so definitely would have signed up for 1-1 on Monday whenever you got rollover liability out there. Yesterday was considered a success as well.
Okay.
Do you like this, by the way, so far with the double headers on Monday night, which we've had now like three times? And have you seen like higher handle than like big time handle increases for the double header?
I wouldn't say big time, but, you know, the handle's through the roof across the board, so it's really hard to compare. I'm just on record saying I know it's going to be goofy schedules and cancellations, but as long as they play them, they play them. I don't care if it's Tuesday at 7 o'clock at night or Sunday on its regular time slot. So somehow, as long as the leagues and the conferences are out there working to get them in, that's all we can ask.
Yep. I think it would help, too, if we had the doubleheader like week one at the normal time. I mean, the 2 o'clock
probably.
Pacific kickoff hurts as well. How was Alabama Georgia handle, and how'd that work out for you?
The handle was good. I wouldn't classify it as great. It was probably the biggest handle game of the year, but I mean, it was Alabama Georgia at 5 o'clock, so it was supposed to be. But I don't think it was any wow effect there. Pretty good two-way action. I wouldn't, you know, we lost a little. I mean, Alabama and over, you figure two. But, yeah, I mean, good, solid quality game. So, yeah, no complaints there.
Okay. How about this prop you put up? Will the Jets go 0-16?
Will they? That is the question. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will. I know everyone's written them off as the worst team in the history of football. But, I think when Darnold gets back and Crowder and Prairieman were out most of the first half, those are two decent receivers. I watched the Miami game. They didn't quit. At least they were competing till the end. So I think at some point they'll get a victory.
You remember the Detroit team? They were competitive and almost won a couple games. They almost beat Peyton Manning on the road, and they were cashing tickets every week, even though they went 0-16. These guys are 0-6 ATS too, Nick.
They are. There's no question about that. But they're still highly paid athletes, still good pedigree. I think they'll figure. You know, I don't think they'll quit. I think they'll figure it out. I think they'll get a victory or two.
Okay.
It seems to me like we do this every single year, don't we, Nick?
Well,
like there's a team that's 0-5, 0-6, or there's a team that's 5-0, 6-0. We're like, are they going to go undefeated, or are they going to go winless? That kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. That's why we put up the prop. We'll write business to it. And the business will all be on the yes, taking a plus price. So, I mean, those things we know for sure.
0-16, yes, plus 350 at William Hill. Nick Bogdanovich, our guest. How was the handle on the fight? Number one, the boxing, and then anything significant, substantial to report on the UFC?
Well, the boxing handle was insane. I mean, we lost was a cool million in Nevada. They had the winner. They bet him from the beginning till the end. I mean, while we're on that subject, I just don't understand. You know who the big winner in the fight was, besides the people who took 320, 330, 340, was the UFC. I mean, here's boxing's... Yeah. Fight of the year, and the kid went out and he didn't throw a punch for five rounds. I mean, how many people shut the thing off in the third round saying this is ridiculous? So Dana White had to have the biggest smile on his face of all time. It was unexplainable that a guy could go out there and not throw a punch for five rounds. I know you ease into a fight and you feel a guy out. That's for a round, maybe two, but for five, you give away five rounds? I mean, There's only 12 in the fight. That means you either got to have a lot of 10-8s or you're going to win all seven or knock him out, which it's pretty hard to knock someone out when you're not throwing a punch.
Yep. You know what else hurt Nick that night? That was on free ESPN. That was not a pay-per-view. That was not on ESPN+. Plus. All you had to do was click on it, and they were promoting it like that.
Yeah.
So everybody did. It was there to watch. Lomachenko, you know, like he's the best pound for pound. And then that happened in the first five or six rounds. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I mean, I was so happy. It was the most perfect day. We had college football. We had UFC. We had baseball. And it was going to be capped off by the fight of the year. I mean, I'm the biggest boxing nut of all time. I mean, I grew up in Las Vegas. I mean, it was Duran, Hagler, Leonard, Holmes, Ali. I mean, it was phenomenal. And back in the day when all the fights were here, people would come to town with fistful of money and bets. So I get jazzed up about a great boxing match. But that was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Any big bets on Nurmagomedov and the big UFC card?
That's going to be a monster, and it'll be the same thing. We'll need the favorite there. Anytime you have a super light dog like this Lopez kid in the $3, $4 range, like Gaethje, I mean, we'll need the favorite there to avoid a big number, guaranteed.
Mm. I can't wait to hear what the handle's going to be like on this fight card. People have been waiting for this fight, I think, all the way back since May.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we don't get the Lomachenko effect where the rust, the layoff, I mean, he hadn't fought in a year and a half. It kills, you know, obviously he's had other issues besides COVID. His father died and, you know, he's been locked down. I just hope the rust factor isn't there.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, that's the handicapping spot. You're right. Okay, great job. You have some unique creative props on the World Series we'll get to in a second. But as a Dodger town, I mean, it's just going to be nothing but Dodger money. But this is a fantastic World Series, and your thoughts on this and the price on game one in the series.
My first question is, how long did Bellinger stare at the ball? Was he at home plate for like 5 minutes or what?
I mean, yeah, he Cadillac'd it. Yeah, it was good.
I was impressed. I didn't see the game. I didn't watch it. I was sweating it on the phone, and, you know, they jumped off right away. I mean, Carrot Top couldn't throw a strike, and they jumped off 2-0. And I thought Atlanta was going to get them, but, I mean, the Dodgers, this team's got a lot of heart, a lot of talent. I mean, forget about heart. They got so much talent, it's stupid. But, you know, they're a $2 favorite to win it, but beating Tampa is no easy chore, ask the Yankees.
Not at all.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, so the thing with the Dodgers is this. I mean, not only are they deep, like try to find an easy out 1-9. Forget about that because you can't. And then off the bench, they can have a guy like Kiki come in and, oh, there you go, home run. Right back in the game.
Yeah, no, they're legit, no question about it. I mean, they were the favorite at the beginning of the year, and they're the favorite at the end, and all they did was win 75% of their games. So, but Atlanta, I mean, they had them, but and Atlanta didn't do anything wrong. Just the Dodgers, had, you know, just got one more hit and one more out. So hats off to the Dodgers. Should be a hell of a World Series. Going to be a hell of a bet World Series.
Yep.
Two best teams, the best team from each league. So I don't think you can ask for anything more than that.
At William Hill, the Dodgers are $1.70, and they are up to $2.20 series price. You can get plus +190 on Tampa series price at William Hill.
Wow.
Are you like every other place, or is it you have a different? What are your rules on the Masters? If you bet it early,
yeah, you got action, so you got a live sweat here. So the pool's going to be enormous because it's been up for a year and a half now instead of the usual 9 months. But it's going to be wild in November in Georgia. It's not going to be warm and sunny. It's going to be cold. The course is going to be hard. It's going to be a different look. So you know, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for it, obviously. The last two events here in town were great to watch. I mean, Shadow Creek, wow, how dazzling was that?
Yep. Yes.
Now they get the Zozo this week in Thousand Oaks. That's a beautiful venue. So golf's, I mean, like the COVID crazy year lives on, but it's going to be a weird-looking Masters, especially if it becomes real cold in November. I'm hoping to get a break and have some decent weather there in November.
Thank you, Nick. Well done. Talk to you next week.
See you.
Director of Trading, William Hill. Again, check your house rules. They're different in many places. So here's what the props they put up. Will there be a wild pitch tonight?
What's the price on that?
Would you? Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I was thinking. Nose minus -165. Will there be a wild pitch?
Mm.
The nose -165.
I like the idea of it.
Sure. Will the game go to extra innings? Yes, plus +750.
Oof.
Will there be a hit by pitch? No minus -175. First pitch of the game, strike ball. All right.
Oh, well, get Al Leiter on the phone. See how much we can get down across the country.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a wild pitch, no minus 165.
I would kind of like that and the hit-by-pitch, right?
A breaking ball can't get away from Kershaw?
Sure. Guy might be a little bit nervous coming into a game, something like that, hit somebody.
Will there be a tight? Will there be a triple? Yes, 4-1.
Oh, well.
Do they have total double plays, 1.5 over 160. Left on base, 12.5 over 120. All right. Good stuff. Hit-by-pitch, no minus 175. Yeah.
Hey, another thing, the way, what are you those are great props. I love that. So another thing from what Nick was talking about with the Masters, how it's going to be a little bit chilly out, not going to be the typical warm weather in early April. Daylight, we push back the clocks on November 1st. So that means less daylight than later on in the day. So that means they're going to have to probably start golfing. Oh, God. What's the temperature going to be like when they get out there on the course at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning? Because they're going to have it wrapped up, I'm guessing, by 4:30 or 5 o'clock Augusta time. Right?
Well, how bad is the British Open? I mean, it always rains.
No, I know. I'm pointing it out. It's not going to look like it normally does.
Anyway. Also, Indy Jeff Seeley tomorrow. So close. Yeah. But he gave out Henley 80-1. He had a 3-shot lead on Sunday.
Yep.
But he gave out the 4-1 top 10, whatever it was. So he had Wolf the week before. He lost in the playoff. Jeff's all over.
Yeah, and he's had 4 winners overall, I think, since the overall restart. Yeah, there we go. Good luck tonight. We'll see you.